This is WRJX 359 Karen off of NV725 Repeater, excuse me, acting as net control for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation on this repeater takes priority, so please break in by saying emergency, break, 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 and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. For more helpful information, plus GMRS repeater rules and etiquette, please visit OregonGMRS.org. We will break for a moment, then continue again. Break. Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. The inspiration for the day is called The World and You. We live in the world, but we shouldn't worship it. Yet at every turn, or so it seems, we're tempted to do just that. Because as author Warren Wiersbe correctly observed, the world is deceptive. It is dangerous. The 21st century world we live in is a noisy, distracting place, a place that offers countless temptations and dangers. The world seems to cry out, worship me with your time, your money, your energy, your thoughts, and your life. But if we're wise, we won't fall prey to that temptation. C.S. Lewis said, aim at heaven and you will get earth thrown in. Aim at earth and you will get neither. That's good advice. You're likely to hit what you aim at, so aim high. Aim at heaven. I have a divided heart trying to love God and the world at the same time. God says you can't love me as you should if you love this world too. Mary Morrison Suggs. This evening I will be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, but please reply back to me in the basic format on this repeater. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly seeing your call sign and first name for each radio chat. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign or first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Break. So last week we discussed our communication skills, things that we needed to possibly work on, and we also talked about message handling and how that could be done. So we want to thank Kimber for all of the information that she has sent to us, and she also has more information to send to us. I will get that texted to you as soon as I can, but I've been having issues with my text since last Friday, and so I think I've got all the bugs worked out. This evening, we're going to try a message handling, so if you happen to have that form handy, you might want to take it out and take a look. And in the meantime, we have WRDY409 Doug. He's going to explain the message handling form somewhat, and then he and I are going to try, he's going to try and pass me a message and see if I can get it right. So, WRDY409 Doug, are you out there?
I am, Karen, and good evening, ladies. This is WRDY409, Doug in Grants Pass. I almost didn't make it in time. I was out talking to the neighbor, so thanks for having me, Karen. Go ahead, back to you.
Okay, so we've been talking about passing messages forward. Kimber and I have talked about using the Channel 3 project and being able to pass messages when the repeaters will possibly be taken over by emergency personnel, and we probably won't be able to do it. So if something happens, we'd like the ladies to know how they can listen to it, and if they can pass information on to somebody else. Could you explain that a little bit further for us, Doug?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. And just so you know, the odds of emergency officials taking over the computer are very, very slim. I think more apt to happen would be damage to a computer during a storm or earthquake or something like that. But anyway, yeah, so let me break for a second. All right, so a message handling is really pretty easy. You can use a form or you can just use a piece of paper. The main thing is for whoever's delivering the message to speak in a slow enough speed so that pretend you're writing it down yourself when you're delivering it so that the other person can actually write it down. And after that, the next main thing is to do 5 words at a time. There's a couple of reasons for that. Now, let me break. One, if you do have the form, you'll see there's 5 lines across and rows down, each row having 5 across. One reason is that it's only 5 words. It's easier to double check, make sure you got it right. And not only that, but to fill out the form properly. And if you don't have the form, just draw 5 lines across and start filling the words. And, you know, do maybe 3 or 4 rows. You don't know how big the message is going to be. It could be a sentence. It could be a paragraph. So let me break. So, and again, for the sake of expediency and also realizing that right now you hear me nice and clear because we're on a repeater. But if we were to use the Channel 3 project, or which was called Simplex, not using a repeater, and you've experienced it all, I'm sure, that not everybody comes in perfect, depending on how far away they are from you. So it's important to speak slowly, enunciate properly, and then the next portion, let me break. Let's say, for example, I give the first line is 5 words, right? And let's say at the end of that first line, I'm going to tell Karen how copy. And she's either going to tell me full copy, which tells me she has everything perfectly, or she's going to say repeat whatever word, and she's going to do it by assigning it a number. If it's word number 3 in the first five words, she will say repeat word 3. And that way I know which word it is, because otherwise it's just a guessing game. And then if it's a difficult word, let me break. Perhaps you know that word maybe sound like another word, or perhaps the conditions are really rough. you might want to spell it out. If you're giving out an address, a longitude, latitude, or phone number, you want to start that phrase with the word figures so that they know. Like, for example, you give a phone number, you're going to say figures, 541, which is our area code, you know, and then the rest of the number. So they know to write down actual figures instead of spelling out the word 5. Okay, that's another important part. Let me break. And that's basically pretty it. Enunciate really clearly. Try to go slow as if you were actually taking the notes yourself. And remember, if you're missing word 3 or if it's word 7 or whatever, that's why you have 5 words across. So you know, you can count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, that's word 7. You could say, repeat word 7. And then the person that's sending can look at his form and go, okay, word 7 is this, okay. And then I'll repeat it. And if I need to spell it, I will say, I spell, and then I start spelling it. For more clarity. So, with that, are you ready to rock and roll, Karen?
Copy that. Let's do this. Go ahead.
Actually, first, do you have any questions? Was that clear as mud for you?
No, I think you covered it very broadly and very simply so we could all understand that. It makes total sense to me. So as we go along, after we do the message handling part, if the ladies have any questions, I would appreciate if you could hang around for a little while and see if they have any questions.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so all right. Let me know if you're ready to begin. You got your pen and paper ready?
Let's rock and roll.
All right. Prepare to copy. That's how you're going to start everything when you say something. When you deliver the message, you're going to say, prepare to copy. That way the other person knows, okay? All right. The world is dangerous. How copy?
Full copy. Go ahead with the rest of the message. Are you supposed to say exercise, exercise, exercise?
If we were doing an exercise, yes. Or if there was something in the content of what I'm telling you, even though it's a fake message, that might appear controversial, scary, or alarming, yes. But there's nothing in here that is, so we're just practicing.
Copy that. Full copy. Go ahead with message.
All right, line two. Place to live, not because. How copy?
Please repeat word eight.
Repeating word eight. The word is live. I spell L-I. V is in Victor, E. The word is live. How copy?
Full copy. Go ahead with the rest of the message.
Very good. We're rocking. All right. Line three. Of the people who are. How copy?
Full copy. You're being easy on me. Go ahead with the message.
Well, I'm trying to go slow, so there you go. All right. Line four. Evil, but because of the. How copy?
Please repeat word 16.
Word 16, evil, I spell E as in echo, V as in Victor, I, L. The word is evil. How copy?
Full copy. Go ahead with message.
Very good. Thank you. Line five, people who don't do anything. How copy?
Please repeat word 25.
Word 25. The word is anything. I spell A-N-Y-T-H-I-N-G. How copy?
Full copy. Go ahead with message.
All right, last line. About it. End message. So when I say end message, that's just telling you to end the message. You don't have to write it down. You can if you want. So the last line had only two words in it. About it. End message. How copy?
Full copy. So what happens next?
Well, next, if there was something that was occurring that would require the Channel 3 project, and let's say the repeaters were down, and somebody is giving an important message, maybe that somebody needs help somewhere, or that there's some part of the freeway has been damaged by an earthquake or something, then your job, if you received it, and my job was to actually deliver it at the top of the hour. Unless it's a real emergent problem, I might deliver it at any time or to see if anybody's on the radio and deliver it, okay? And odds are, if there's something really going on, we use the top of the hour, yes, but most everybody's going to turn their radio on, right? So let me break. So if that's the case, I just delivered you a message and the repeaters aren't working. So your job would be to reach out. And so I'm over in Colonial Valley, and I know where you're at. So we can communicate by simplex, but it's not perfect, right? But so I may have to repeat more than the words I repeated to you. So you're going to get on the radio and go, I have a message, emergency message regarding this, whatever it is. Is there anybody that can copy and forward the message? Okay, you got that?
Copy that.
And then you're going to turn around and do the exact same thing I just did, and hopefully that person will do the exact same thing you did, a cascading event, and everybody hopefully knows how to do it, and we have an accurate a document that is being relayed around the county. That's why it's so important to actually document instead of just kind of remember what somebody says, because you've all heard of that exercise, you get 10 people in a room and whisper in their ear, and then by the time it gets to the 10th person, it's totally different. It's so important. That's why we do the exercise, the message handling this way, very precise, and to make sure it's actually very accurate, okay?
Copy that. And ladies, think about it as well. So what if you are home alone and your other half is in town or something and an earthquake does happen or something like that, and you have no idea exactly what's going on? This is the opportune time to listen to these messages so you have a good idea what's going on, correct?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So I'll stick around if you want to open up for a couple questions. I'd be happy to stick around for a few minutes.
Copy that. Before I do the roster check, do any of you ladies have any comments or questions for Doug?